Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
I'm
so
excited. The vibe.
I was wild.
Yes, woo!
I think Sarah's wearing a Lemurian crystal or something.
Yeah. Yeah, my husband bought it for me. Can you believe that? Like, out of the blue, came home with it. Yeah.
Very cool.
Maybe we should introduce her for anyone that doesn't know who Sarah is, which would really shock them at this
absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. Yeah, so our special, I didn't know if you want to make any announcements first or we just go. I mean, okay, Sarah, see, this is what happens. I'm going to talk to you about this one over here.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I heard this is a giggle show.
I'm going to talk to you guys. They were making fun of me before we got on the show today, just so you know.
Yeah.
Wasn't
and so like sometimes I anyway she always wants to do different from what I'm going to do or what I do and she or she's anticipating what I'm going to do and so it kind of comes off as funny and and so I anyway I thought I'd just like you let you go ahead and she has this really cool thing that she does with the group the chat audience and the so if you want to go ahead and do that or and then we'll bring
I can do that. I'd really like to announce that the chat room is over on BBS Radio TV on Facebook. We are live over there. You can get us in that version if you are watching us live. If you are watching us on YouTube, that means you missed the live show. But if you'd like to see us live, please come on Friday nights, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern. We got us all represented right here.
We are.
We're all represented right here.
So what is it in Australia? What is it in England?
It is in Australia.
10 a.m. in Australia.
It is tomorrow at, 8 or 9?
It's 10 a.m. in Australia.
Where in Australia?
Eastern.
10.
10 a.m.
Yes. Tomorrow. 10 a.m. tomorrow. Yeah.
We're good.
Okay. Well, I know because I just did an interview with someone on Australia last night at 8. So that's the only reason I know. I don't remember.
Okay.
It's so not like I
was really impressed out. There.
Oh, yeah, shouldn't have told you.
Sarah, what time is it in Finland?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to say hi to Tracy, to Judy, to Monique, to Kathy, to Carol, and Monica, Erica, and the girls.
The game's all here.
All right, so we're just getting started in the chat room. We'd love to hear from everybody. It is 10 a.m. Eastern time in Australia. For today is October 1st here, so it's October 2nd there.
Cool.
We are
very good.
October. Can you
were right, Sarah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy that time. You're right.
Oh, no. It's crazy that it's October already.
I know. That's for sure. Yeah. it really is. So happy October. I was wanting to say that to somebody today, and I kept forgetting all the people I saw. I forgot to say that. Happy October.
Wow. October.
You know, we should have dressed up in costumes or something.
I could go get one. I have like so many because I have, three kids.
Right? I bet you we could each find something.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know what we could do. We could read a little thing out of our Aussie slang. I do believe you have one of these too, Julia.
I do, but it's at the office.
Oh, so Judy from Australia sent both Julia and I one of these so that we could use some slang. I'm not sure yet how to use it appropriately, so I probably shouldn't.
I mean, that's not fun.
Yeah, we probably need
like just go for it.
We got slacker in here, which I don't think that's from Australia. It just means a person who is lazy.
We must have
I don't see any slackers here.
No, we must have adopted. We must have incorporated it though, because it's very much a U.S. term as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sambo. What's a sambo?
Sambo. I don't know. A Sammy. Is Sammy in there? I'm wondering if it is. It Sammy. Is it?
We need to ask John.
Yeah, I always heard Sammy.
We should do this once, you know, every show.
That'd be great.
We have to figure out what it means.
Yeah,
I think we should make up our own slang.
Let's see if Judy knows what a Sambo is.
I'm sure she does.
Oh, yep, we got some proper guesses in the chat room. It is a sandwich.
That's what I would see. That's a Sammy. I've heard it called a Sammy. And that's why I was wondering if it's the same thing. They shorten everything. Yeah. I'm like, why don't you call it a sandwich? And aircon. If you're going to say that much of it, just say air conditioning.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Just shorten it up? Is that what you guys just, Australia, just shorten it up?
Well, no, some of the others don't make any sense at all. But a lot of it, like Sambo, I mean, I heard Sammy and I'm like, Sammy, what's a Sammy? Like a sandwich?
That makes sense. I think you just shorten everything.
Yeah. Yeah, they love, I'm trying to think what else they shorten. Oh, well, you know, the Barbie. Well, I don't know if that one's real. I've heard that they said that actually isn't said. The thing, you know, the slang, the one that we all say over here for the Australians, the on the Barbie.
So they do that to fool us. Makes total sense.
So Judy is saying, yes, we do shorten everything. Trace, Judy, Sayers.
Oh,
thank you, Judy.
That's awesome. Jude. Thanks, Jude.
Yeah, thanks, Jude. I love it.
All right. Should we get down to business with this fancy little thing we have over here? Rocking the world.
Yeah.
Making her face known all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we'll introduce you and then you can tell us. I mean, I know you've been on the show before, but maybe there's some people that haven't seen you. So we can kind of give, you know, bring them up to date. And then what's been going on since then, you know?
Okay.
So anyway. one of our QHHT level 3 practitioners extraordinaire.
Right.
Yeah, really.
If we had fireworks, we'd be setting them off.
Oh my gosh.
Really, I mean, this is what happens. I mean, but this is one of the things that can happen. If you want to, you know, how far do you want to go with this? And you just happen to also, you're getting information very similar. I mean, it's like, I mean, your clients have even said you picked up kind of where mom left off on some things and you just kept going. And it's just really, I mean, all these sessions, we all get fantastic information, but look at you, you went on and put a book together. No easy task. Books are not easy, are they?
No. They're a lot of work.
And exactly. They're a lot of work and you did that. And now you're out there and it's very successful. People love it. It's resonating with people. That is fantastic. And so success. That's fantastic. I mean, you have the third dimensional success, but you have success on so many other levels that are happening, because of this work, and how this is going. I mean, that's how I see it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. So anyway, Sarah Breskman Cosme. Welcome.
Thank you. I mean, it's just so sweet. It's so nice. It's so, you know, amazing to hear that, especially from you, you know, it's just, oh my gosh.
It's so truth. Wonderful.
I get to say, I knew you when, and that's all I get. I you know, it's like, I knew you when we were just little people in the level 2 class.
Oh my God.
That's right. Yeah. You guys were in the same level 2 class.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we were supposed to work on one another, but then someone sat in the seat where Tracy was. She asked us, you know, trade Great seats, place. But it was obvious. It's like these meetings, they're so divinely planned. You know, I was meant to meet Tracy there.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other people. It's so funny how it works.
And a bunch of other people.
You know what? The universe, we were going to be great friends anyway, even though I didn't get to sit by you in the class. And here's the funny part. I got there so early because I was like, I want to pick my seat. I'm going to be in the aisle where I can see Julia, but I don't need to be right up front like a big show off. You know, those people that want to stand up and grab the microphone first. That wasn't me. I just wanted to be able to see you. And so I had my spot, and then Sarah comes in shortly after and picks the spot next to me, and we're like chit chat, chit chat, chit chat, and then it's time for 5 hugs, and then it was like, I hug this person that's sad. And I'm like, why are you sad?
Oh, no.
I can't see from the back of the room and I got here late. So of course, here I am. I come in early so I can get that seat that I want. And then I trade for the worst seat. Well, it wasn't the worst seat in the house, but it was the last very possible row you could sit in. And what a story that ended up being for me. But
well, that was probably meant to be, because we did sessions on one another and she did a session on me, and my higher self, you know, don't blame me for what my higher self says. You know, my higher self was like talking about her dog. I didn't even know she had a dog. It was like, oh, it has a tumor and like the left side and blah, 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 blah. And I don't know. She was like really happy about our sessions that we did. So, you know,
good. We met enough that it stuck. How about that? Yeah. Yeah. We're still here. Mm-hmm. I still love you.
Thanks. I still love you too.
Good. So guess who I ended up sitting by? The other person.
That one.
Yeah. She's like, I'm on the very last row. Well, that's where I go when I'm not on the
stage. She's like, over the very last row. Table.
So funny. And then everyone thought you were a teacher, I think, right?
Everyone thought I was a helper.
So funny.
Yeah. Oh. And they kept coming to you.
Aw.
Yeah.
Nice though.
Yeah, I still have my level 2 book that's all tore apart and pages missing, and because people were like, I don't have this page. Oh, here.
What is it? What, okay, what? Oh. What is it in your contract says, I will sacrifice?
Right, seriously. Seriously.
It worked out. I'm still here. Okay, Sarah, you have been on a roller coaster. We had you on when you published the book. And now you've been on radio shows, you've traveled the world as best you can in circumstances, you've been guests in places that are extraordinary, and we're excited to share it. Tell us about that.
Hey. Oh my gosh, it's been a roller coaster. You know what's really interesting is that right after I published the book, it shot to number one for a little while on Amazon, and literally I don't even know how that happened. And then right after I published it, it's like people, I mean, I know they told me, but people were waiting for it, like waiting for this information, because it was going to help them heal so many things that they were here in this lifetime to heal. But it's like the information had a consciousness, you know, and somehow it landed in Regina Meredith's lap. I'm not really sure. She claims that she knows the person, but when I was there, they still didn't know. So I know it was Dolores. I know it, you know, she's like working behind the scenes, you know, to help get this information out, because she's not done. She has so much more, you know, she wants to do. And there's so much that comes, like, it's just amazing. Cause right now I'm working on my second book, and I was just thinking about her today, because I was working with this subject that I have, and I was getting so close. And then they said, this is classified, access denied. I'm like, why? I was so close to it. And I was like, really excited. Like, oh my God, I almost got it. Oh, because the world can't know this yet. I'm like, oh my God, can you tell me why? You know, and they were like,
I promise not to tell. If you go and get it now, and then let me know when I can release it.
Yeah.
I won't talk about it on the show tonight.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. What would Dolores do? What would Dolores do?
She got that a few times, something like that. And she just had to let it, she had to let it be. So she'll work her way as much as she can, but if they keep doing that, she learns the hard way.
Did they tell you when we'd be ready for the information?
They said, as we keep on this trajectory, you know, we're getting really close to when the planet's going to accelerate into the ascension, basically, then it could be known. But in the wrong hands, the information is way too powerful that human beings would just go nuts. They're like, who knows what they would do with this information, which they have a point, you know? Mm-hmm. But it was like, I was like, well, is this information beneficial, you know, to humanity? I'm like, oh yeah, definitely. I'm like, Oh my gosh. Well, then tell me. You know? I was like, or just at least tell me what kind of information it is. Right. So I found out a little bit. It had something kind of to do with energy and from like this one planet. Oh my goodness. But I'm still, I just don't give up. I'm going to find out. Like, I don't know. Whatever. I respect
it. It'll come out when it's right.
Exactly.
Does this person's SE accept bribes? We could bribe them.
Oh, good question. I don't know. But I get what they were saying. I get what they were saying, you know. I know. Yeah. But it's really like fascinating what's been coming out now, because I've been, you know, taking this information that I've been getting now and putting it in this other book, and it's just amazing. I shared with you a little bit about stuff I've been getting, and it's just really fascinating. One thing I think that's really interesting is they have called this planet now, it's classified as a manifestation planet. Ooh, which really like gets your mind in a pretzel. It's like, wow, so this is now a manifestation planet. What am I doing with that information? You know?
Yeah.
And every time they give us advice, they're like, you guys need to let things go. They said like every side is trying to be right, and that's like hindering them. That if they could let go, they would instantly ascend. Like, and they mean like let go without having a side. And they were describing it as like, it's funny because they were like, you know, if you do a lot of drugs, I'm like, I'm sorry, this vessel is different than, you know, they were like, if you do a psychedelic, I'm like, I haven't done one yet. Like, and they're like, okay, well, if you do, I was like, what about QHHT? They're like, okay, you know, if you get into that space where there's a nothingness and you can feel that love energy, they're like, try to get into that space and set your intention that that's the energy you want around you. Mm-hmm. And if you can set that intention and draw upon that energy, it's like instant ascension, basically.
Yeah. I've
makes sense.
Had those experiences, that information too, but I have to ask you, can you grab your book behind you and hold that up? Oh. If you guys like would like to it? Get Sarah's book, which seems to be a crowd pleaser in the, in the chat room here, it is The Hypnotist's Journey to Atlantis, and you can find it on Amazon. There is a link that Lenny posted in the chat room. If you want to go to that link, or if you're watching this on YouTube, just go to Amazon and search it, and you'll be able to find it there. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just trying to keep up with all these guys. They want to know. They want to know your information.
Well, it was funny because like when I went to the Gaia set, I was really nervous because I thought, oh my gosh, it's like Gaia TV. What if they're mean and everything? And everybody is so nice. I mean, they're like amazing people. They're so nice. They treat you so nicely. They gave me a driver. Then I got to stay at this like this hotel. I'm not sure if you stayed there when you went.
I think it's
Boulderado.
I don't remember the name, but it was really like historic or something, and had like old, like antique or Victorian or something like that.
Very cool. It was really neat. And then, you know, they pay for everything. I just felt so pampered.
And then you got makeup.
Hair, makeup. Uh-huh. It was really an interesting experience. And then I was like, oh my gosh, you know, it's Regina Meredith, but she's super nice. And she knows everything about everything. It's like, she already knows everything. And she's just like, can you tell me this stuff I know already anyway? Kind of thing, you know?
I already know this, but go ahead and share it. And you guys, if you haven't seen the interview with Sarah and Regina, it's on Gaia TV, and it just came out the other day, yesterday. Yeah.
I think it came out yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. So just go to Regina Meredith. What is her open mind? Open mind.
It's open minds. And I believe it's Regression to Atlantis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go check it out on Gaia TV. Mm-hmm. Fantastic interview. You didn't even look nervous. I was so impressed. I was expecting you to be like wiping sweat and be like, oh my God, oh my God. Yeah. But no, you are like so poised.
Okay.
Well done.
You're the swan. I think they are. The swan is just gliding on the water, but the legs are.
Well, I couldn't Zoolander, you know, because they had this camera angle, like right at this, like anytime, like I take a picture, it's this side, but no, the camera has to be right here. I was
So you have to explain what you mean by that.
Okay, yes. Let's all explain right. Zoolander. Cause I could feel Erica and Monica posing right now.
Yeah.
Well, I was sick of taking bad pictures. I never knew if the picture would make me look horrible or not. So I was like, okay, I saw that movie Zoolander and he had that pose, you know, or I forget what it was, but I was like, what a smart idea. So then I would practice in the mirror. So now when people take a picture of me, I know how to pose, you know.
So, gotta do it now.
Yeah, let's see it. And there it is, guys.
Now you know the secret.
I don't have that. I go like this and then I look like Cousin It. You look like a windstorm just hit.
I'm really dizzy.
Yeah. And then I'm like.
But literally, it helps, like, because then I don't have to, you know, be like, yeah. Oh, I hope that picture looks good. I already know my Zoolander. So
there you go. Yeah, the face, still memory. It knows exactly what to do. I love the head tilt.
Yeah. Now we could all take it. And then a hand on the hip is an important thing too,
that's
isn't
a good
it?
Idea. I never practiced that, but you know, we can up the game.
Yeah. What was it on the beach in last January in Florida, they were saying hand on the beach or on the hip, and then you got to stick your butt out.
Oh, the stick that was Erica's thing. Oh.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you put the butt out.
I think I might have a picture of that somewhere in my archives. Come on, everybody, stick it out there. Good job. Butts out, Erica.
It works. It works. It's really a flattering position for whatever reason.
Gosh. Julia, what's your Zoolander? Do you do the hand on the hip and the butt out too?
No, but I did like a picture that I did do that in.
Oh, see?
And when we were all doing it, I was like, ooh, I like that.
It turned out well. Nice angle. It was a cute picture, and if it was accessible, I'd grab it.
Awesome.
Yeah. So many, many adventures coming up then. So you're on another book and you have a new subject that you're working with for that. And apparently access is denied at the moment.
Well, for the one thing.
For the one thing. But see, that's the thing I want to get though. So.
So you just have to chip away at it.
Yeah.
Just tell them, if you don't tell me, I'm going to make it up. It becomes worse. I'm just either going to make it up or you're going to tell me. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you, you got to really twist that SC. I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, in all seriousness, I have seen how this works. And I've seen like when mom would tell people, well, they said that we're not ready for it or something. Some of the things that people would say to her and stuff. And it was like, oh, I see exactly why. It wasn't given yet.
No, right.
Not ready.
And like one time, well, you know, I don't know because you are her daughter, but one time it seemed like she came through in a session and we were asking her questions and we were like, you know, how come the end of Atlantis and stuff like that didn't come out in your session? And then she was saying, oh, the world wasn't ready for that yet. That it was alluded to. But it wouldn't have had an impact. It wouldn't have helped people heal if it had come out then. So like this was, you know, kind of like after she passed, she got this information. And so then she was like, okay, I'm going to, you know, work it through, you know, my practitioners. Yeah. And she says she gives practitioners information all the time, you know, not just me, obviously, but for different pieces.
And I believe that's probably true. I know I get people contacting me all the time with messages, but they're definitely saying that she came in. Now she may be doing that. And they don't even realize it from what you're saying. I mean, that could be happening and they wouldn't even know.
And it's funny because I was like, okay, so you know all this stuff from the other side. Can you share stuff with me now? And she's like, oh, no, no, no. All I can do is guide you, because if I intersect and get you this information, then you wouldn't do like A to B. And she's like, now that I know what it's, you know, now that I can see it from a different perspective, I can see that all that is important, you know, but if I were to give you all that, it would be like, I can't do that, but I can guide you.
That makes sense, because that's your development also.
Yeah.
Because I know what she did, you know, and how she developed. And a lot of that was from the hard knocks of it all.
And
how to keep going and plugging away.
Exactly. And just so I know too, I'm not special. She gives it to everybody, you know, like anybody that asks.
You are special though, Sarah.
Yeah. You are special. Everybody's special.
Everyone is very special. Yeah, definitely.
But like you said, but that's it. Isn't that with any guide? They say just ask.
Yeah.
All you need to do is ask.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And they can't intervene too much because it would ruin, you know, all the things that you're supposed to do. Like a client that had one of her questions was like, oh, who am I supposed to meet? Mm-hmm. And, you know, the SV was like, no answer. And I was like, why? Why? And they were like, well, because, you know, they were like, because she's supposed to date this person who's not going to be right for her. But if she knows who is right for her, then she won't date that person that's wrong for her. And there's an important contract that they need to fulfill. So we can't let her know.
That's so important for a lot of people to understand.
Yeah.
You know, because I get a lot of that too, where they're like, am I with the right person? And it's like, you need to understand that if you're with somebody, that's the right person, even if it's just right now.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
There's something you're getting from that. And it's important to be in that, even if it's short lived or, you know, whatever, there's something pulling you to that person. So
exactly.
Such an important thing for people to remember. If they get information that says, well, no, that's not the right person, then they're like, well, why bother? They're not going to do this. Then they're not going to be ready for the right person. And that person may never get to show up now.
Exactly. And there's so much growth in bad relationships. I mean, that's how you learn what you really want. And just like things in your life, so much growth and going through terrible situations.
Well, and I'm going to take you back to what you said earlier, where you said, you know, we can't pick sides, right or wrong. And you know, I swear to God, you were in my head from an earlier conversation about, you know, politics and things that are going on in the world right now. And they're this side and there's that side. And the information was that it doesn't matter what side you're hanging on to, it's all going to crumble. None of that. It's all an illusion. You need to bring your information here. You can't keep grabbing out there. Mm-hmm. But
that's so true.
Now I remember. So you were talking about rising above things and getting into that space of void to find the unconditional love. And I actually had that very thing happen to me in one of my meditations, rising above, getting into the void, and then looking at the person of conflict or interest, and moving into letting go of everything, letting go of all the conflict, all the wants, all the attachments, all the this, all the that, and getting into the unconditional love. And it is a really interesting experience to have that. It was kind of short lived, but it was like, you were talking about it. It's like, I've done that. I've been there. And I did a guided thing with that. And so it was really cool because it's so accurate. It's like, we have to let it all go to really understand what it's all about.
Well, my point with the SC was like, you know, I feel like I need to know these things, because if I don't know what's right or what's wrong, won't it leave me or people I love vulnerable to things? And they're like, no, you have to have an element of trust. You know, you just gotta let them go. Because you know how people are like, oh, I can't eat this food, that's bad. I can't eat, do this, that's bad. I can't do that. And they were saying, no, we're not at that point anymore.
Yeah.
Nothing's bad anymore. You know, you just need to have a feeling of trust and let it all go. Get into that zero point, basically, or something. Yeah, they were saying something about that.
Yeah,
I love
it's
it.
Like this neutral space or something. It's crazy. But yeah. It's a void. It's a void of anything. And then you just move into love. And it's a whole different experience of the love frequency. Because, you know, we have love on so many different levels. We have, oh, I love my kid. I love my dog. I love my parents. I love my spouse. I love my friend. Those are all different kinds of love. Mm-hmm. And when you get into that space, you let go of all those labels. And it's just love.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah, because they say like
on a little journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they say we're on this trajectory. Like higher beings from other planets say that their planet was like ours if it had the fear virus on it. That their planet was like ours, but it moved up this like ladder, so to speak. And ours is like right about to like make a jump, you know, and go. It's on that timeline. It has no choice. It's going to, you know, be consumed with the light, basically.
Yeah.
And we're all going to, no matter what we try to do or, you know, there's nothing. It's
like, you we're can't going. Escape the light. It's going to get you.
Get into your Zoolander.
Yes. I like yours, Tracy, though.
Yeah. Mine's just shaking a lot. There we
I love
go.
That you called it the fear virus. I love it. That's what it is. Fear is like a virus. It's just this.
Yeah.
Is that how they've described it? The fear.
That's how they described it. Because they said, you know, when we first came to see this planet, I mean, this time around, because what from my understanding is that a planet goes through an evolution, dies eventually, has to be, it's like ground, you know, you have to let it sit. Then eventually it comes back again. So when we came to colonize this planet, a fear virus snuck in. Now, I know your mom said it came on an asteroid, right?
Right.
I got that it came from a ship, so I don't know.
But it came from somewhere else, apparently. It
came from somewhere else, and then they were not expecting that, because this planet was not supposed to have that.
Right. That's the same, yeah. And then they had to have they had a conference. It's like, what, you know, what are we going to do? This is messing up everything.
Right. And they were going to abandon everything because it wasn't the experiment they planned on.
Right.
But life started growing and they're like, oh, we can't leave it. So we're going to have to change everything and just make it like this. So part of our ascension is we're shaking off that layer of fear. So it's like, we're able to do that at this point in our time, in our reality, we're able to bring that chaos up and let it go because it's available to us to do it now. A lot of people are releasing a lot of fear, even though, you know, we're bombarded with it. It's like, come on, that's you can
why,
have a little
well,
bit.
That's why we're bombarded with it, is because that's what it does when you've got to deal with something. It has to come up and stare you in the face. You know, just let it come up so you can see it and you can work with it like that. You know, so you can let it go. You can whatever. You've got to deal with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Definitely. So if you've got a lot of anything coming up, it's like, that's your stuff that you want to be dealing with. This is your agreement with yourself. You know, hey, it's time for me to do this now. And if there's fear in there and you need to take care of it, then you're going to be seeing fearful things. If that's predominantly in your mind and your makeup, that you've got a lot of fear going on, then you're going to be attracting a lot of fear to you to deal with. And then you'll be going, you know, I'm really tired of this. And that's what you want to get to that point. I'm done with this. I'm tired of being afraid.
That's exactly what they said. They said people will just get tired of it. It's like an addiction. People have an addiction to their fear. And then they eventually, that's exactly what you said. Well, I wonder why, because you're so tapped into everything.
I wonder why. I see you.
No, I mean, it could, who knows? It just makes sense.
Yeah. You guys are funny. Mm-hmm. What else you got? Nothing? Oh.
I'm going to be speaking at the UFO conference. That's another thing. And I was super excited. Super excited. And, you know, it's just amazing. It's like super exciting that this is happening to me. Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're huge. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to be, you're going to be having people line up for that next book real soon. Yeah, they're going to start now. They're already starting here in the chat room.
Yeah, put your pre-orders in now. So
well, it's not.
She's like, what are you doing? It's not ready.
Stop it.
You're turning into Tracy, another Tracy.
Yeah. Well, she was practicing that earlier. Are you done with that yet? Did you do that yet? Have you started
I won't do that, but I know I've seen this before. See, I saw it with Mom, and then people got a word that another book was coming out. They were like, put me on the waiting list, put me on here. You know, it's like they were wanting it, right? They're scammering. You know, they want more books, more information.
Yeah.
So, don't be surprised.
You're going to, I'm going to be at the UFO conference to cheer you on, but I'm just wondering when you're done, would you like sign my arm or something? You know how they do that where they have somebody sign and then they turn it into a tattoo later? Maybe I'll just have you sign it across my back or, you know, down my arm, maybe down the leg. That would be sporty. And you can just sign it. You have a really long name. If I go with the Sarah Breastman,
we'll take up her whole back.
I could have the whole thing. Yeah, maybe I could just stand like this and you could just do it across here. Anyways, I'm just saying, big fan.
My God.
I know I will behave. I'll do my best to behave at the conference, but it might be a thing that everybody there knows that I know you by the time we're leaving. I don't know.
She doesn't behave. Okay. I'll just tell you, she doesn't.
I do not care. Well, you know, you're next.
I can't sit by Julia. I wouldn't be able to sit by Julia and behave. That would never happen.
Or but Erica.
I know I can sit with Erica and behave.
I don't know that you. Yeah, gosh. There's no way.
Now the chat room's picking on me. I'm going to quit.
Likely so.
But you don't understand. I'm just paving the way so I can tell you what not to do and what to do, you know? Now I know a lot about a lot of this stuff. So when I know you guys are next. Well, Julia. Not you already did it. Tracy.
Been there, done that.
No, but it's fun. I know where you are and I know where you're going and it's so much fun. And I want you to enjoy every bit of it.
Oh, thanks. Okay. Yeah.
Erica is in the chat room. She says, we've already discussed this, Tracy. We cannot sit together.
I know you weren't thinking that was a reality. There's just no way. You two have to be the opposite ends of the room.
Here's the problem. If I know where Erica is sitting, it's going to look like this. So, I don't know. Really, should we split us up? Maybe just some duct tape would be great.
Maybe both.
Wow.
Liven up the crowd.
I show up every Friday.
No, but just.
Yeah.
And it's not that she's bad. It's just that she does things that can be distracting. That's great. All.
That's okay.
I already offered Sarah to sit at the back, didn't I?
No. Yeah. I don't care. Just.
I'm not saying it's horrible. It's just, if you want to stay on your train of thought.
Oh no.
Do something different.
Maybe we should just film Tracy and Erica in the audience, like the UFO conference.
There you go.
You will not be bored. We are really good at facial expressions. Yeah. We got you.
Tracy, I sang that song on the show with Kaya today.
Did you? Anything's possible song?
Mm-hmm. It's possible. Because he's like, it's possible. I'm like, oh my God, here comes that song.
Here we go again.
That's awesome.
See, now she picks on me, yet she had that beautiful song to sing on stage.
But it was because you were in the audience and you were like, sing it. See, that's what she did. And
but we had a whole, yeah, there's a whole story behind that too. But mm-hmm. yeah, anything is possible. And I think the banner that I was talking about when that subject came up was, I kept getting the message that show people what's possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that got you on the little song. And then that, then the next day, how could you not sing it to people?
Exactly. It was just, you know, when you're on that, and when it, somebody says it's possible or what's possible, anything is possible. It's the song is It's Possible. It was on Cinderella, the original Cinderella.
Oh, have you not heard this song, Sarah?
No, I'm waiting for Julia to sing it.
No, it, it was on the morning show.
Just go check that out. That's
awesome. Go see that show and you'll see it.
I'll have to check it out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, oh, no. That's so funny. Anybody, anybody out there familiar?
Brandolyn's going to come to Vegas, I think, and sit with me. She says we would get really well. I have a feeling that's...
This could be a dangerous... It'll be lots of fun, though.
Well, can you just, like, clap, like, obsessively loud? That's really, like, honey, just totally inappropriately.
Have you heard me whistle? Have you heard me whistle? I got you.
But...
Everybody's going to be like, what is that? Is that a pterodactyl entering the room? And it's going to be me whistling for you. Clapping. Yeah. Oh, you know, it'd be fun to get those little clappy hands. Oh my God. Those things are loud and obnoxious. I got gotcha. You. I know where I can get some.
Actually, just forget that.
Bring in the like, little.
Are those your friends?
Like, I don't, I've never seen them before.
The little clapping hands where you just sit there and like this and they're plastic and they go clack, 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 clack. They're loud.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Shauna says that you sang very lovely this morning. You sure you don't want to give us an example?
Yeah. Well, thank you, but
that was... We need to get Monica on here to sing with you. That'll encourage you.
Mm-hmm. She probably knows the whole song. I knew I had got a couple of lines and then I was like, I don't remember it after that, but it's like, it just keeps going. But it's where the fairy godmother is turning everything into the, you know, the coach and the, she's changing everything. And Cinderella's like, it's not possible. I can't go. It's not possible. And she's like, oh, it is possible. She's just, and she sings this.
So, what is the song
here
like?
Comes, folks. She's going to sing it. It's just going to be real silent until it happens.
Possible. See if that's it. It's possible. It's possible. It's for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. It's possible. And that's it. That gives you enough.
Love it. I actually knew what song you were talking about.
Because you have kids. Although I don't know how many kids watch the original version anymore. But yeah, it was the Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Are we really just going to gloss over the fact that she just admitted she already knew what song you were talking about?
No, what?
I know. I just said it's because she has kids.
Because I have kids.
Yeah.
But she got you to sing it from a lie. Oh, I don't know what song you mean. What song you mean? And then you pick on me, but Sarah's.
Because Sarah has that innocent face.
She does. Zoolander. Zoolander.
Me?
Okay, I don't even know how we still have an audience, you guys.
This is the giggle show, right?
It is that. But it's very exciting that you're going to be doing the UFO conference, so let's pretend we're serious for a minute.
Okay,
and so tell us a little bit about what's going to happen there, because you have a lecture time, a day, where's it? It's in Vegas,
in Laughlin.
In Laughlin, it's at the Aquarius Hotel and mm-hmm. Resort and Casino.
What dates?
November.
You talk on the 13th, but
13th.
I talk on the 13th. November 11th through the 13th.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can buy your tickets at starworksusa.com.
Nice.
And it's pretty cool because it includes like a gala and like a cocktail party and just a lot of stuff. It looks really fun.
So they're still doing all that. Mom used to be a regular speaker there. So
oh, that's so cool. I went
several times with her. So that is cool that they're still doing all those things.
No wonder I got invited. I was like, why did I get invited to this? This is amazing.
Folks, you're looking at the new Dolores Cannon.
No. There is no new Dolores Cannon. Dolores Cannon is Dolores.
Dolores Cannon, the extension of. How do you want to be labeled? I want to label you.
Sarah. Yeah.
You just call her Sarah Cannon?
No, Sarah. Wasn't it Sarah? That's my
Sarah the Great. Sarah the Extraordinaire. Ooh, I like that one.
There we go.
Oh my God.
I do love that your books are kind of a piggyback, extension of Dolores's books and what she was finding. And then it just kind of picks up and it keeps going. And we're really looking forward to what you come up with next. However, I do have to say that book behind you is way thinner than anything Dolores has ever put out. So you might need to find more words.
Actually, if you see this book, it's really big and it's thin, because if it was thick, like a Dolores book, it would be so thick. Does that make sense?
It would be, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, if it were, well, and see, yeah, it's bigger dimensional, like height.
So, Dolores said, I'm going to make a book, and she made it big, like thick. And you said, I'm going to call you on the big, thick book. I'm going to make mine wide and tall.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something. I'll tell you a secret. The distributor, okay, they were asking her to, if she could possibly make her books a little smaller, because there's a point that they don't, you know, it's like there's an optimal thickness or size of book, and she was exceeding it, and sometimes that can affect things. So,
oh, interesting.
Like the binding of the book or.
No, it can affect the sales because of,
gotcha.
You know, whatever. Some people that intimidates them. They see this big book, they're like, oh, there's no way, you know, and then you're getting the backside of the business thing here, but they look at the price structures, and you can't, just because a book's that like that, it can't sell for that much more than something like that. So it's like, it doesn't pay. It'd be better to make that book into two books. There, you got a lot of info there.
You guys are writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
You just got a lot of information.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's not necessarily, mom just had so much information and she just wanted it all out there. But then they were telling her that afterwards. They're like, is there any way you can break those down? So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Funny, because even today I was thinking about that a little bit, because I was like, I could just keep going and going, and then this book is going to be so big. I probably need a stopping point and then continue for the next one.
Yeah, make a series. Like, there's Nostradamus 1, 2, and 3, Convoluted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, you can have a series of books.
Right.
If they're on the same, if it's material on the same subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Perfect. You guys are getting a lot of inside information here.
This is going to be relabeled now, the inside scoop on how to write a book.
How to publish it.
I guess publish it. How to get the best distribution. I don't know. What do you want to call it?
Oh my gosh. Oh, Sarah. So all the information that you've collected over all this, you know, you've given us already so many little peekaboos into your book and information, insights, go above things, get into neutral, go to unconditional love. What do you, and not to take sides, what do you want to tell people for going forward? Because everybody wants to know, you know, it's the big question. When's everything going to, you know, when's it going to get better? So do you have anything for them?
I mean, they never give me a date. Ever. When I'm like, is it been like a couple years? They always say soon. I'm like, soon, but, as in,
you answered it though. I'm sorry to interrupt, but you actually did answer it. And that's why they can't give a date. Because it's like, when people do this, then boom.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, it's so, that's it.
That's, you know, the answer.
Get that word out there. And then the more people that know, this is all I have to do.
Right.
then
so the answer is, when you're ready to give it all up, then you're going to experience that shift. So so now, Julia, you and I have talked about this before, when people say, when's 5D coming? And we say, you can have it now.
It's already here. It is already here. And do you, are you getting that too, Sarah?
Yeah. Yeah. You can, so you can totally live in 5D if you want now, if you want to, but it takes like a stronger mind, you know, somebody that's able to accept that frequency. But there's so much help on our planet. I mean, so much. And they were saying like the earth has been bathed in this healing light. Oh, one thing I thought was really interesting. I've always been fascinated with the Mandela effect, you know, because I remember when I was a little kid and they had these pamphlets of how he died in prison. Like, I remember that day. And so it's always baffled me a little bit. And they were saying, oh yeah, that's because, you know, we change time every now and then just a little bit so we can clean up a little bit of your ocean. And I was like,
that's all.
Oh. Okay. But inside I was like, like, that's really interesting. But I mean, there's a bunch of reasons for it though.
Yeah. So do they give, okay, like my mind's going, so how, what do they do? And is there any way to be aware that it's happening? And, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah. I asked that. They said that's classified.
Oh, of course.
Have either of you had experiences where something changed, something so obvious changed? Cause I have.
Okay. Really? Talk about it. We've got 3 minutes, so just
So the biggest one that I had is when I went on a trip and I was told, I was going into California and I was told that part of the purpose for me going there was to clear out, they called it the tunnels, but I was seeing it like ley lines and different things, like sending energy into the ley lines and stuff. This is when all the construction was going on behind my house and they're putting in a new development. And when I left, the house kitty corner to me was built.
Yeah, that's right. I remember you telling me this.
And I went on that trip and I kept having deja vu the entire trip. Deja vu. I was like, we're going to turn here. And then sure enough, we'll turn. And I'm like, I've seen that person that just walked by. I've seen them before. It was weird. The whole trip was like that. I come back. The house that was built when I left was just getting started. They were just putting up the framework. It hadn't been built yet. And I'm standing there. I left the dogs out the back and I'm thinking, what the heck? That house was already built. What happened? And my son says, I could have swore that house was built too, but I guess we must have thought it was one of these other ones. And he turns around and walks away. And I'm thinking, see, that's what happens is we see it, but then we discount it and chalk it up for something else. And I could probably spill a show of things like that that I've experienced recognize it.
Yeah, let's do that on the next one, because that's very cool.
Yeah,
that would be so fun
to visit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've had things like that happen a lot. And some of them are real subtle. Others are really not so subtle. Okay, real quick.
Yeah.
Who first? Sarah, how do people find you?
Yeah.
Okay, you can go to www.thetheholistichypnotist.com.
Wonderful.
You can also find Sarah on QHHTOfficial.com under Find a Practitioner. She is a level 3 practitioner in the Keys. Yes. Okay. Julia, how do people become a practitioner?
QHHTOfficial.com. Go to course information, level 1 online, whatever you want to do. There's lots of links to it. Just go.
And SoulSpeak.
SoulSpeak at JuliaCannon.com.
Woohoo!
You would like to know
com and QHHTOfficial.com. I'm in there as well. Okay. I think we did it. They're not going to kick us off the show.
We did, but Sarah, can you give like some kind of final message?
Sure. The one big message that I get all the time is that humans really could benefit from understanding who they are and why they're here. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they're here and why we're on this planet is because we're really an ancient grouping of beings that have traveled from planet to planet to see what the next and the next will bring so that we can further this. That's what we were tapped into.
I love it.
That's awesome. Thank
Very
you.
Very cool.
Thank you, Sarah, for the last minute join.
Yay. Thank you
love
for having
you.
Me.
Yeah, hold love up your book you. Again as we sign off.
Yes. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye.